Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. Alan J. Huth shares a Bible passage with comments from over 35 years of his personal Bible reading journals and applies the Word of God to our daily lives.
In our journey through the book of Isaiah, today brings us to chapters 25 and 26. We'll listen to Faith Comes by Hearing's readings of both these chapters. So let's begin with Isaiah 25.
Isaiah 25.
O Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you. I will praise your name, for you have done wonderful things, plans formed of old, faithful and sure. For you have made the city a heap, the fortified city a ruin. The foreigner's palace is a city no more. It will never be rebuilt. Therefore, strong peoples will glorify you. Cities of ruthless nations will fear you. For you have been a stronghold to the poor, a stronghold to the needy in his distress, a shelter from the storm and a shade from the heat. For the breath of the ruthless is like a storm against a wall, like heat in a dry place. You subdue the noise of the foreigners as heat by the shade of a cloud. So the song of the ruthless is put down. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wine, of rich food full of marrow, of aged wine well refined. And he will swallow up on this mountain the covering that is cast over all peoples, the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever. And the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces. And the reproach of his people he will take away from all the earth. For the Lord has spoken. It will be said on that day,
Behold, this is our God. We have waited for him that he might save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation.
For the hand of the Lord will rest on this mountain, and Moab shall be trampled down in his place, as straw is trampled down in a dunghill. And he will spread out his hands in the midst of it, as a swimmer spreads his hands out to swim. But the Lord will lay low his pompous pride together with the skill of his hands, and the high fortifications of his walls he will bring down, lay low, and cast to the ground, to the dust.
Isaiah 26.
In that day this song will be sung in the land of Judah.
We have a strong city. He sets up salvation as walls and bulwarks. Open the gates, that the righteous nation that keeps faith may enter in. You keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord God is an everlasting rock. For he has humbled the inhabitants of the height, the lofty city. He lays it low to the ground, casts it to the dust. The foot tramples it, the feet of the poor, the steps of the needy.
The path of the righteous is level. You make level the way of the righteous. In the path of your judgments, O Lord, we wait for you. Your name and remembrance are the desire of our soul. My soul yearns for you in the night. My spirit within me earnestly seeks you.
For when your judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world learn righteousness. If favor is shown to the wicked, he does not learn righteousness. In the land of uprightness, he deals corruptly and does not see the majesty of the Lord. O Lord, your hand is lifted up, but they do not see it. Let them see your zeal for your people and be ashamed. Let the fire for your adversaries consume them. O Lord, you will ordain peace for us, for you have indeed done for us all our works.
O Lord our God, other lords besides you have ruled over us, but your name alone we bring to remembrance. They are dead, they will not live, they are shades, they will not arise. to that end you have visited them with destruction and wiped out all remembrance of them. But you have increased the nation, O Lord. You have increased the nation. You are glorified. You have enlarged all the borders of the land.
O Lord, in distress they sought you. They poured out a whispered prayer when your discipline was upon them. Like a pregnant woman who writhes and cries out in her pangs when she is near to giving birth, so were we because of you, O Lord. We were pregnant, we writhed, but we have given birth to wind. We have accomplished no deliverance in the earth, and the inhabitants of the world have not fallen.
Your dead shall live, their bodies shall rise. You who dwell in the dust, awake and sing for joy. For your dew is a dew of light, and the earth will give birth to the dead.
Come, my people. Enter your chambers and shut your doors behind you. Hide yourselves for a little while, until the fury has passed by. For behold, the Lord is coming out from his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. And the earth will disclose the blood shed on it, and will no more cover its slain.
In my personal Bible reading journal of 1991, I wrote about these chapters. I quoted verse 25, verse 8, "Death and tears will be no more." And then I quoted 26:7, "The way of the righteous is smooth." 10 years later, in 2001, I wrote in my journal, "You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in you." And I was referring to chapter 26, verse 3. And then I wrote, "I need your perfect peace now, Lord." And in 2011, another 10 years later, on these chapters I wrote, "God wins. He will reign from Jerusalem, heaven on earth." And I was referring to chapter 25, verses 6 through 9. Then I wrote, "Glory be his name." And then I quoted that verse again, 26:3, "You keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you." And then lastly, 26, verse 7, "The path of the righteous is level. You make level the way of the righteous." Chapter 25 follows chapter 24. You might remember from yesterday that chapter 24 was the destruction of the whole earth. But there were no chapter breaks back in the first renditions of the Bible. So chapter 25 continues after the destruction of the whole earth with verse 1. "O Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you. I will praise your name. For you have done wonderful things, plans formed of old, faithful and sure." So before the destruction of the earth, the question is, can you say that very phrase in that verse? Salvation, our relationship with God, is personal. Let me read it again. Can you say this? "O Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you. I will praise your name." If not, make your relationship with God personal at the end of this podcast today. Chapter 25 also tells us that God will reign from Jerusalem on earth. Let's look at verses 6 through 9 of chapter 25. The Word of God says, "On this mountain the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wine, of rich food full of marrow, of aged wine well refined. And he will swallow up on this mountain the covering that is cast over all peoples, the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces. And the reproach of his people he will take away from all the earth. For the Lord has spoken. It will be said on that day, behold, this is our God. We have waited for him that he might save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation." Yes, friends, in that day, death will be defeated forever. Pain, tears will be defeated forever, and we will rejoice in the God of our salvation. With the revelation of that truth in chapter 25, I hope we can all exclaim chapter 26, verse 3, "You keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord God is an everlasting rock. Make that your cry of your heart today. Trust in the Lord. And those of us who do, look at verse 7. The path of the righteous is level, and make level the way of the righteous. I think in my journal I referred to it as smooth. Is your life smooth? Are you on the path of righteousness? If your life is bumpy, if it's up and down, if it's all around, get on the path of righteousness before the Lord and let Him smooth out your path. And lastly, let's look at chapter 26, verse 19, an assurance of resurrection. The Word of God says, "Your dead shall live, their bodies shall rise. You who dwell in the dust, awake and sing for joy." Lord, I thank you for the assurance of a resurrection. Bodies will rise. The earth will give birth to the dead. Thank you again for the assurance of a resurrection. Life is not all there is. There will be life after death. The question is, where will we spend it? In eternity with God in heaven, or in eternity with Satan in hell? For those of us who are sure of our salvation in you, we shout hallelujah, and we look forward to eternity with you. But for those who are unsure, remind them, Lord, of what your word says in the New Testament. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me. Come to Jesus. Confess your sins. He is faithful and just to forgive your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness so that you too can enjoy eternity in heaven with God. Lord, draw them to you today, and we'll ask it in your name. Amen.